Hey, sweetie. Hello, hello. Oh, hey. What's up? Are you okay? You look stressed or scared, sad. You don't look happy. You look like you're in pain. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I get that feeling. I know feeling bad, for lack of a better word, around anniversaries and holidays and the new year. I know that feeling of like inadequacy that it sounds like you're talking about, right? Oh, I'm so sorry, baby. Do you feel like you like aren't doing enough or aren't successful enough? Oh, that's really hard. That's so hard. Would a hug help? Okay. Come here. Come here. Let me wrap my arms around you. There we go. There we go. All wrapped up in my arms. All safe. I know that this time of year is hard for you. And I'm sorry that you feel this way. It really, really sucks. But for what it's worth, I love you. And I love you for you, not for what you've done or what you're doing. I don't love your accomplishments. I love you. Yes, I love you. Hey, that's not very nice. Do you want me to squeeze you? Yeah? Well, if you keep saying things like that, I'll have to squeeze you. Yeah. Well, you said that I don't love you, which is just patently false. Come here. Squeeze. Squeeze. There's a little smile. I know that this time of year is hard. And I feel that same sort of feeling too around anniversaries and holidays and my birthday. Where I just like look back and I feel like I haven't been doing enough. Like there's this voice in my head of just like what other people expect me to do or what I have to do. I know. I know. It's okay. That's a really hard feeling. And I'm so, so sorry. Yeah. Okay. Well, I think that you are super smart and funny and oh no, now you've got me blushing. I don't know. I think you're really cute. And I really like you. Yeah, I really like you. I think you're one of the coolest people I know. And I'm so glad that I know you. Yeah. You know, to me, you're already enough. You're already doing enough. I know. I know. that it's coming from inside of you, and me telling you that doesn't necessarily help. Okay. Oh, okay. All you need to do is breathe. Both, like, right now, in this moment, all you need to do is breathe. And also, that's all that I think you need to do, is breathe. I don't think you need to be a 4.0 student, or the most productive person at work, or a successful artist. I don't think you need to start a business. All you need to do is breathe. Oh, sweetie. What I mean by that is I think you're already doing your best. And I don't think that you need to push yourself to be mean to yourself in order to quote-unquote do better. Yeah, you are doing your best. Hey, okay. I know that when I used to be told that, my response was always that I wasn't doing my best, because my best could be more, I could be doing more. But I don't know. You know I'm not an expert in this. I realized that I cared, and that I wouldn't ever choose to do less than my best. That isn't who I am, and that isn't who you are. I know when something doesn't go as perfectly as you had hoped or planned, or as well as someone expected you to do. I know when that happens, it can be really hard and you can beat yourself up, but you're never, like, choosing, ooh, I'm gonna be a bad person and I'm gonna do these things, ooh. Like, that's not who you are. And even if, theoretically, sure, it is possible to do more, you could, like, have more hours during the day that you devote to whatever, you could spend more time meditating or journaling or all of these different things. You could do that, but you're already doing so much. Even just getting out of bed on days when that's hard for you. And you are doing your best. I know that's hard. Yeah, I gave you a forehead kiss. Hey. You're cute, and you're in my arms. And when you're in my arms, and you're overwhelmed, you deserve forehead kisses. Because I know they make you smile. I guess what I'm trying to say is I think that you are a valid, good, beautiful person, regardless of what you do, because that's who you are. It isn't something that you do. You're kind and you're caring and you're empathetic. One of my big reframings that I've done is that the point of my life isn't to make loads of money or get a Wikipedia page or anything like that, but to love people and to be loved, because that's something that makes me feel happy and makes others feel happy. And you do that. You are so, so loved by so many people. Yes, I love you, baby. I've said that. Yes, I love you so, so much. And you are so loving and caring. You're honestly the most loving person that I know. You can blush and deny it all you want, but I know that you care. And I think that that's enough. Yeah, I can see that. I know. I'm not trying to say that you never need to change anything. Well, maybe that you never need to change anything in your life, but you don't. Yeah, I get that. If you want to do that, I will support you 100%. And also, I will be with you to hug you and give you forehead kisses and tell you that I love you. And remind you that you don't have to do it right now. You don't have to change everything right now. You don't need to do all of these things right now. You can do them when you're ready. And I know that right now it might feel like this is the moment and you need to like change everything and make all of your life better right now. But you don't have to. If you want to, you can, and I will support you. But you are good right now as you are. You are only good, and you are only lovable, and you are loved. You don't have to do anything right now. You can just be you. And right now, in particular, I think we should just cuddle. And I can pet your hair if you want. Yeah, I know that always makes you smile and feel all cozy. Here, let me grab this blanket. And I'll pull it over us. There we go. All comfy and warm, and you get to sit on my lap and be in my arms, and I can just pet your hair like this. There you go. Today might just be a hard day, and I can be here with you for that hard day. And I'll be here with you tomorrow and the day after that. I'm here. And I love you. Yes, I can give you another forehead kiss. Here you go. There's that smile again. You are really, really cute. I love you, baby.